Hey, Ralphie Radio Show appears the man that made every warm-blooded male's dream come true with those Scarlett Johansson nude photos. The guy that hacked them off her computer has now been brought to justice. In Touch Weekly, senior editor Kim Serafin joining me right now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hello, Kim. Thank you for the time. And what's the deal with this guy? How many years is he going to be behind bars?
Well, he is facing a penalty of 121 years in federal prison.
Wow.
And yeah, the FBI caught this guy. His name is Christopher Cheney, and he allegedly hacked into over 50 accounts, including, as you mentioned, Scarlett Johansson. Those nude photos made quite a stir last month,
mm-hmm.
but also Mila Kunis, Christina Aguilera, and many others that we don't even know the names, but I'm sure it's many others. Now, he actually did an interview with a local Florida station where he says it started as a curiosity, it happened, and it snowballed. It became an addiction, seeing these lives of the people that he sees on the screen, and he didn't know how to stop it. He's very apologetic, though that could have something to do with the fact that he is facing 121 years in federal prison.
Well, I'm sure that's probably the main reason why he's apologetic at this point. Obviously, the guy knew what he was doing, and I mean, yeah, I joke about it, but I mean, of course, there's a huge privacy issue there, and the guy does deserve whatever's coming at him because what he did was wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And he says, "I know what I did was probably one of the worst invasions of privacy someone could experience. These people don't have privacy to begin with, and I was in that tiny little sliver of privacy they do have." But you know, it's a good warning to people out there to check your passwords, because he apparently, according to the FBI, got the passwords to their email accounts because
wow.
he looked at things like Facebook pages and Twitter postings and websites. He found out their passwords, looking at like their, you know, siblings' names or dogs' names or anything that could be sentimental to them. And he figured out their passwords and he had their emails forwarded to him, and that's how he hacked in.
That's absolutely insane. I'll tell you, somebody else that doesn't have a lot of privacy, but she's not doing herself any favors. Whitney Houston making headlines again for the wrong reasons. What happened this time, Kim?
Whitney Houston, who certainly we all know about her well-documented addiction issues, but this apparently does not, according to sources, have anything to do with drugs or alcohol. She was on a flight yesterday. She got on a flight in Atlanta, and she did not, according to TMZ that broke the story, did not want to buckle her seatbelt. A crew member went over, asked her to buckle up. She refused. Then another crew member came over and said she had to buckle up or she would get kicked off the plane. Finally, she allowed one of the other crew members, according to TMZ, to buckle her up, and
oh.
the plane took off. She went to Detroit. According to sources, they say Whitney overreacted a little bit after missing an earlier flight, but she's still 100% sober. She was on her way to Detroit for a movie. Another source says she wasn't drunk, drinking, or on drugs. She was just exhausted. But, you know, when Whitney Houston gets into a little scuffle like this, people, their ears perk up.
I mean,
they wonder if she's back
to
her old ways.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, who isn't on edge every now and then when you got to fly, especially if you're cutting it close and you got to, you know, get through TSA and so on and so forth. But, I mean, let's face it, this is not Whitney Houston's first go-around with being perceived as crazy in the media, so it does, you know, your ears perk a little bit.
Yeah, when you're Whitney Houston, little things like this tend to make people pay a little bit more attention.
Exactly.
But, you know, we all have little issues on the plane. You forget to buckle your seatbelt. You
Yeah, I've never had anybody buckle it for me, though, and I can't see myself doing that in the near future. That's correct.
We all can't get that kind of service.
In Touch Weekly, Senior Editor Kim Serafin. Hey, Kim, as always, thank you for the 411.
Thanks so much, Ralphie.